Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Chof Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tezayin and Madalef at the Mishnah. Nechosim sheyesh lahem achrayas niknin bekesev uveshtar uvechazaka. Land can be acquired through giving money, a document, or doing an act of taking possession. Ushein lahem achrayas einan niknin el b'mashicha, but movable objects are only acquired through mashicha, which is taking into one's own domain. Nechosim sheein lahem achrayas niknim im nechosim sheyesh lahem achrayas bekesev uveshtar uvechazaka. Movable items can be acquired together with land through one single act of acquisition of money, a document, or taking possession. And movable objects can also bring about a shavua, an oath, for land together with them, even though an oath is not usually made on land. And this is the concept of Gilgul Shua that we're going to learn later on. The Gemara says, Boroshoina hayu koinim b'shalifas haminal. Originally, they would acquire movable objects through removing a shoe, which is a kinyan chalipin, an acquisition through exchange. And we learn this in the Pasuk, in Rus, in Perek Dalad, in Pasuk Zayin. Formerly, this was done in Yisrael for redemption and exchange. A man would slip off his shoe. The Gemara asks the question, Mishalaf, who would slip off his shoe? Taman Amrin, Rav Levi Chad Amar HaKoine V'Chad Amar HaMakne. In Bavel, there was a dispute between Rav and Levi. One said that the buyer took off his shoe, and one said the seller took off his shoe. V'Asyun Ilein Plugvasa, Keinun Plugvasa, and they disagree over the same dispute that we find in the following Tanoim. The Tani, as we learn in the Braisa, Boaz Nosan Lagoyel. Boaz, who was the buyer, gave his shoe to the redeemer, who was the seller. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaGoyel Nosan LeBoaz. Rabbi Yehuda says it was the redeemer, the seller, who gave his shoe to Boaz, who was the buyer. Chozru Elias Koinim B'Kutzatza. Later they changed and people started to acquire through Kutzatza. Mo Kutzatza B'Kutzatza. What does it mean, Kutzatza? B'Shah Sheh Adam Moiche Sadit Steir Chuzosei HaKroivav Mevi'im Chavi'ois Manloisam Kloi'ois Ve'Goizim V'Shoivim Lefnei Atinoikois V'Atinoikois Malaktim V'Oime Nikzatz Ploinim El Chuzosei. When a person would sell his ancestral field, his relatives would bring barrels and fill them with roasted grains and nuts and break them in front of the children would collect them, and he would then say Ploini has been cut for his ancestral field, and when the land was returned to him, they would say Ploini has returned to his ancestral field. And Rabbi Yosef Birabun, and Rabbi Yosef Birabun says, Af mishu noise isha shein hygenes lai, hai kroivav mevim chavios and malnois and clois vergozim, vashoven of neatunokois, vatunokois, malactin vaimrim, nixas ploini mishpachtoi, avashashu megausha, hai oisin kain vaimrim, chaza ploini lemishpachtoi. This is also done when a man would marry a woman who was inappropriate for him. His relatives would bring barrels and fill them with roasted grains and nuts, and then break them in front of the children who would then collect them. Then they would say Ploini has cut himself off from his family, and when he would divorce the lady, they would say Ploini has returned to his family. And they later changed and started to acquire through money, a document, or through taking possession. So as for the kinyan of Kesev, we quote the Pasuk in Yumia, in Perek Lamad Beis, in Pasuk Mem Dalad, Sadri Bekesev Yiknu, the Pasuk says they shall acquire fields with giving money. Zeh Kesef, it's a reference to using money to acquire a field. The Kosov Basefe Vechosum, and writing a document and seal it. Elu Eide Shtar, it's a reference to witnesses assigned in an acquisition document. Vahayed Eidim, Elu Eide Chazoka, and when the Pasuk says an assigned witnesses, it refers to witnesses to the Chazoka. And the Gemara asks the question, Oina Ela Eide Shtar, perhaps the last phrase is actually referring to witnesses to the document. And the Gemara answers, Kvar Ksiv, Vekosa, Vesefer, Vechas, and the Pasuk already told us, and write in a document and seal it, which refers to the witnesses to the document, and therefore the phrase, and assign witnesses, must be referring to witnesses to the Chazaka. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Mana, Bar Tanchum, B'yabol, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Kalka Nikne, B'poches Meshava Puta. Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Abol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, a field cannot be acquired for less than the value of a putta. My time is Sadis because of Yiknu. What's the reason? Because the Pasuk says they should acquire fields with money. Ask the Gemara, Upalagal Ahida Amo Rabbi Chanina, Kol Shkolim, Shekosabatoa, Slotim, Ravanavim, Literin, Ravaksuvim, Kanturin. This appears to disagree with the statement of Rabbi Chanina that every time the Torah uses the word Shkolim, it means Slotim, and in Navim, when it says Shkolim, it means Litra. And in Ksuvim, when it says Shkalim, it means Kintuin. And because Yirmiyah is in Sefer Nevi'im, the pasuk seems to be referring to at least a litra to buy a field and not a putter. Chutz me shikle Ephraim maitaima bekesef male yitneneli. The exception to this rule is the Shkolim of Ephraim. When Avram Avinu paid Ephraim for Maras Machpela, he paid him kinturin, because the pasuk says in Breishis Perek Chaf Gimel in pasuk Tes, for the full price, let him give it to me, which implies the highest coinage. Now, to answer the question before, Veloy Damya, Taman Ksev Kesev Vahar Ksev Shkolim. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu uses the word Kesev, which implies even a putter, because even a putter is called Kesev. But over here, Rabbi Chanina refers to the word Shkolim, which means Salaim. And that's why we can conclude that less than a Shavah putter does not work to acquire a field, but a Shavah putter, the value of a putter, does work. And the Gemara refutes that Hativon, Hare Oines, Hare Ing Ksiv kan ela kesev va'adam ashkolim. In the case of a rapist who raped an unmarried lady and an hour, the Torah uses the word kesev without the word shkolim, and he does pay 50 shkolim, which is slime, and therefore we see the word kesev and the word shkolim are interchangeable. We learned earlier that a field is acquired through chazaka, which is an act of taking possession, like fixing something in the field, or locking the gate, or building, or breaking down a fence. This is not like Rabbi Lezer, who said that if the buyer merely walked in the field, he would acquire it. Tatani, because we learn in the Braisa, Helech besadeh la'ocho la'achba, kona ad mokam shehelech, divrei Rabbi Lezer. If a person walked the length and the breadth of the field, he acquired the fire as he walked. V'chachamim ha'imim le'kona ad yachzik, he only acquires the chachamim when he actually makes a chazoka. So we see here that it's unlike Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Lezer allows just mere walking. All agree that if he sold a path to his friend, if he merely walked in it, he's also made an acquisition. My timer. And what is the source for this? And we quote the Pasuk in Breishis, in Perek Yud Gimel, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kum Hisalech Ba'aretz V'goyimeh. Where Hashem said to Avram Avinu, get up and walk in the land across its length and its breadth, because I'm going to give it to you. Now the Mishnah also taught B'shtar that one can acquire land with giving a document. Rabbi Yirmiyah Sava Meimah B'shtar Amalash Lo Liten Kesev. Avar B'shtar Amalash Liten Kesev Loikona Ad Yiten HaKesev. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggests that an acquisition with a document only works when giving a gift, but not for a sale where money is also given. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosef Treyoin Amrin Afil Noinasan Kesev Kona. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosef both said that a document always works, even in a case where there was money to give but it wasn't yet given. Masnisa Masai Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosef, we have a Brice that supports that opinion. If he sold him 10 fields together, as soon as he takes possession of one of them, he acquires all of them. But if he only paid him for one, or he only wrote for him a document for one of them, then he only acquires that particular field. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that a document can't acquire without money, then even if he had written a document for all of the fields, he would not acquire them. And if he did pay the money for all of them, but only wrote a document for one of them, but how could that be? Because the Braisa wrote that he only paid for one of them, implying that had he paid for all of them, he would acquire all of them. And therefore we conclude rather it's clear that either he gave money or he gave a document. Now the Mishnah taught Bekesev that one can acquire field with money. Rabbi Bar Sava Meimer Bekesev Amanas Shlo Lichtoiv Oini. Rabbi Bekesev Amanas Lichtoiv Lo Oini Lo Kona Ad Shah Sheyichtoiv Oini. Rabbi Bar wanted to suggest that money only acquires in a place where a document is not written. But if a document is written, he only acquires when the document is actually written, because the buyer is only agreeable when he actually receives that document. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosef Pligi. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosef disagree with this. Rabbi Abba follows the opinion of Shmuel, and Rav Huna follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. As follows, Rabbi Abba k'Shmuel, where do we find Rabbi Abba follows the opinion of Shmuel? Shmuel shal Rav Huna, sheichet v'nisasek b'kodshim. Rav Shmuel asked Rav Huna the following question. If at the time of shechting, slaughtering a korban, the person forgot and thought that it was chulin, not a korban, what would be the din? Amar Lei, Rav Huna answered, in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Beis, in Pasuk Yotes, it says, Lo Tzoinchem, Prat Lemis Asek. To be according to your will means according to your knowledge, but without knowledge of slaughtering as a korban, it is not valid. Now the next question Shmuel asked Rav Huna was, Kosev Matana Beloshin Kinyan. If a gift document was written in the wording of an acquisition, is it valid? Amale Alkave Atrei Rikshi. Rifuna answered him, he has given him two horses to ride. Means he's benefited him in two ways, as we're going to learn, and the gift is valid. Am Rabbi Abba Udulei Kibla Shmuel. Rabbi Abba said Shmuel did not accept this answer because Shmuel's opinion is like Rabbi Abba. Mao Alkave Atrei Rikshi. What do we mean when he said he has given him two horses to ride? Barke Savrin, Mema Maisi Train Susvan, Shataya, Umakvin Le Altrehoin, Bahu Azabadar, Bahun Azabadar, Le Ashkech Rabbe Klum. The students thought that it meant to say, it's as if he has brought him two wild horses that cannot ride together, and he's riding on both of them and being pulled in two opposite directions. Therefore, he's not getting anywhere. Here also, his gift is not valid until he writes a valid document, and his document's worthless because he's not actually selling anything. Rabbi Yosi of Malchaya disagrees, and he said, "Yafa koyche b'shnei dvarim sheyesh shibud lemechira v'ein shibud lematana she'amreichel emocha es hakol v'anoisim matana nosan es hakol." Rav Huna actually meant to say he has strengthened the recipient in two ways. In a sale, the seller's other land guarantees the sale, but not for a gift. And for a sale, the seller did not sell everything, but for a gift, he gave everything, including any pits in the land. And therefore, the land is guaranteed, and he's also given everything. So he's actually benefited the recipient in these two ways. Udu Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Chad bar Nash midamech. Once a person said before he died, Omar Yunasnu kol nechosai leploini. I'd like to give all of my property to Ploini. Chazava Amar kosava tnu. After he then said, write a gift document and give it. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Bayakim, Alan, Uvda, Kami, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Bayakim presented this case before Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ama im ama l'schusoi, divra kol zocha, vim l'schusoi, b'ksav, kol ama moidi she'en adam zecha b'ksav la'acha misa." If he originally intended it as a gift, then all agree that it would make an acquisition. If he originally intended the gift to be acquired through a document, all agree here that he does not acquire it, since no document was actually given before the person died. Asked the Gemara, "Mi moidia es datoi? How can we know what he originally intended?" And the Gemara answers, "Tipata shayu sham edim yoidim." The witnesses who were present did know. Haga adzmacha she'en sham edim yoidim. Asked the Gemara a question: if there were no witnesses, who receives the property? Is it Ploini or the person's inheritors? Amrav Yosi la'ule masada becheskas ba'alea umoitzi mechaveo alavarai. Rav Yosi answers, the fear remains in the possession of the owner, means the inheritors, and the burden of proof is on Ploini, who wants to extract this property from them. So the Gemara now asks the question, minayin lechosim she'en lemachrayes she'en niknin in lechosim she'esh lemachrayes bekesev uvishtav chazoka. We learnt in the mission that movable objects can be acquired together with land through money, a document, or taking possession, which is a kinyan agav. What is the source for this concept? Rabbi Yosi b'shem Chizkia, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Hananya, Tartai b'shem Chizkia, Ksiv, that Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Chizkia, and Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Hananya quoting Chizkia, they all said that the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, in Divrei Hayomim Beis, in Perek Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, "V'yitin lahem avihem matonois rabois lekesev ulazav lemigdonois im arei betsuris v'yehuda." Their father gave them many gifts of silver, gold, and lavish things together with fortified cities in Yehuda. So that's the answer to the question that we see from that Pasuk. It came together with the fortified cities in Yehuda. Ad kadoin k'shayu kalkois metaltelim b'mokom echad. Now this only shows that if the fields and movables were in one place, he can acquire both. But what if the fields and movables were in two different places? Rabbun Bachia said, we can prove it from the Baisa. They said to Rebbe Lezer, there was once a Moidian man who lived in Yerushalayim who had a large quantity of movable objects and he wished to give them away before he died. Amuloi, so the rabbis told him, Einat Yochol Elim Kain Kanis Kalka. The only way is if you acquired a field and then you can acquire the movable objects with it. Ma'asalach, what did he do? Halach v'kana sela echa besad Yerushalayim. He went and acquired a small area on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Ama, and he said, Chetzia tzfoini aninoisim leploini im meyachav yoshoyayin, Chetzia droimis aninoisim leploini im meyachav yoshoshemen, uba maizlif nechachomim v'kimeres dvarov. He said, on the northern half, I'm giving 100 barrels of wine to Ploini, and on the southern half, I'm giving 100 barrels of oil to Ploini. And this case came before the Chachomim, and they ruled that they should follow his orders. and the Gemara comes to reject this. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kami Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Mana, V'leish chiv mirahu, wasn't this person deathly ill? Lefi shebechol mokom ein adam mezake ele b'ksav, v'kan afile b'dvorim. Lefi shebechol mokom ein adam mezake ad shiu karkois, metartin b'mokom echad, v'kan afile b'karkois, mokom echad, metartin b'mokom ache. Usually a person can only give over property with a document, and over here it was verbal. And similarly, although usually a person could only give moobles together with land if they were in the same place, here it was permitted even though they were in two different places. Amalei, Rabbi Mana rejected that by saying, Loik Rabbi Lezer, who shniyahu shchiv mira, Rabbi Lezer, who boi, Rabbanon. Isn't this the opinion of Rabbi Lezer? If so, is there any difference between a deathly ill person and a healthy person? The law of a deathly ill person, according to Rabbi Lezer, is the same as a healthy person, according to the Rabbanon, meaning that he needs to make an acquisition. And therefore, the proof still stands as just as for a deathly ill person, there's no need for the movables to be with the land, so too for a healthy person, it could be done even if the movables are not in the same place as the land. Amalei, Rabbi Chanina said back to him, Shchiv mirah Rabbi Lezer, kabari Rabban. I agree that the deathly ill din of Rabbi Lezer is the same thing as a healthy person of the Rabbanon. And the Gemara brings the proof, Taman Taninan, Kalko Kolshu, Chayev, Bepeya, Rabbi Bikurim, Div Rabbi Akiva. We have a Mishnah in Meseches Peya that says, Rabbi Akiva holds any minimum sized field is obligated in Peya, which is leaving the corners for the poor, and for Bikurim, which is to take the first fruits to Yerushalayim. What is the benefit of acquiring such a tiny field? So rather, it must be in order to acquire movables with it, and since it's so small, this shows that the movable objects cannot be in the field that is in question, and therefore they must be in a different place, and we see that the acquisition works. And the Gemara rejects that. Amrub Mastanya, Tipata Shahaya Moksha Mokam Shibaris Achas, and Margulis Tamuna Boy. We can answer that the case is that the field was big enough for one stalk, which was planted over there, and with a precious stone that was buried underneath it, and when he acquires the field, he also acquires the precious stone.